The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and good afternoon to sports fans as well. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world. World Series. It's here, man. Mets playing the Royals. Unbelievable matchup. Blowing through the Cubbies to get there was the Mets. And blowing through the Toronto Blue Jays to get there was the Royals. College football. Well, I know that I'm going to get a lot of probably a disagreement from my co-host in this one, but I think the Pac-12 is awful. It got proved to me the other day when Utah went into USC and laid a complete egg. You tell me how well-coached that team is, Fred Wallen, on a regular basis. I just am surprised at what I saw from Utah. I'm not surprised at what I saw from the Pac-12 after everything's said and done. It's the Pac-12. It's so unpredictable. Yeah, there's parity. I agree with what I was talking to Seth Marenbloom about before, but there's also a lack of a team taking the bull by the horns and saying, look, I'm the top dog. I thought it was Utah, but they laid an egg seriously the other day, Fred.
Well, we can talk about the wagering side of that when we come back from this break. It was most interesting this week in the Pac-12.
All right, we'll get into it. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. So much to talk about in the sports world, obviously NFL too. So we'll get into everything. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man again. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Even if your windows are still open now, it won't be long until you close them up for winter. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about improving your indoor air quality right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
Homes today are sealed tighter than ever before to improve energy efficiency. The result for many homeowners has been a dramatic reduction in indoor air quality. Replacing the heating and cooling system of your home can be very costly, but there are ways to help improve the indoor air quality without going to that expense. For existing systems, your best bet is to replace the air filters with a 2- or 3-stage filter, which can control harmful airborne microorganisms, gases, and even dust particles. They may not be readily available at all hardware stores, but most can be purchased online. Be sure to look for high-density carbon or polycarbon in the item's description. For even greater air quality, consider using a standalone room ionizer in conjunction with one of these filters. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me this hour. Lots going on in the sports world. We all know it. Mets and Royals in the World Series, man. Let us know your opinion on that. Let us know what you think. Who do you got? 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Let us know what you think. Again, like I said, about who's going to win, the Mets, the Royals. Who do you like? What do you like in college football? Fred, I know you have something to say about college football with what we were talking about. You have something along the lines of the gambling look at what's going on with the Pac-12 and whatnot. I know we have a caller. We'll get to the caller in just a moment. So, Fred, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, there's a reason that the casinos in Nevada get bigger and bigger and make more and more money. And it exemplified this week in the Pac-12. An example would be Thursday night. UCLA was a three-point favorite and then a three-and-a-half-point favorite over Cal. Now, UCLA is coming off two horrendous losses to Arizona State and Stanford. So right. Cal was the better team because they almost beat Utah, even though Jared Goff threw five interceptions. So everybody assumed Cal was a better team, would be a slight favorite on the road. But
sure.
They set it at three-and-a-half. So now UCLA is a 3.5-point favorite, so everybody's going to jump on Cal, and of course UCLA wins easily. Same thing happened Saturday. Utah looked like the better team. USC opened a 3-point favorite, moved it to 3.5. Of course, then everybody jumps on Utah because, guy, we got the better team and 3.5, and we saw the results. It was no contest. USC, by the way, this is what people don't understand.
Uh-huh.
I'm a UCLA guy since I was born, but my mom went to UCLA. But here's the point. USC has more offensive talent by far than anybody else in the Pac-12 and as much talent as anybody offensively in the country. People don't get that. So now they might get that because they beat a good Utah team, and they beat a good Utah team easily. Your point well taken, and I said it before. I said there's no good coaches outside of Whittingham in the Pac-12, but his talent against USC's talent, if USC's playing well, has got no shot to win. You know, if you throw.
Yeah, but Fred, it goes a little bit. It's more to me. I mean, I watched the game. I thought that he didn't do a great job of coaching. I mean, the way that they managed the clock a little bit, that there was no passing really. They were trying.
Andy, let me interrupt you. Travis Wilson is not a good quarterback, and he's the best they have. There's no comparison to the two quarterbacks that played in that game on Saturday night across America on Fox. B, nobody can catch Schuster. Nobody can get Adoree Jackson. The Trojans have too much talent for anybody else offensively in the Pac-12, everything being equal, if they don't screw it up by fumbling or make mistakes.
Sure.
They didn't make many yesterday.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I'm watching the game, and I'm wondering why, when you're down the way that they're down, they did not change their philosophy and start throwing the ball. I mean,
because Wilson
again,
is not a good quarterback.
Again,
Wilson,
you can say that. I understand. I understand what you're saying, but you have to change your philosophy at some point. If something's not working, Fred, you have to be able to go to a different plan. You have to have another. You have to have another a plan B. I'm sorry, there has to be. You can't just keep running it to a guy who can't run anywhere. So go to some quick passes. Go to some short outs. Two, three step drops so that he can get the ball off quickly. Keep that defense off on off balance a little bit. I don't know. I just didn't see. I usually think what you have to say is relatively correct. I mean, you're right a lot more than you're wrong. But I'm watching this guy and I'm sitting here saying to myself, how does Fred call this guy a great coach? Because he's not doing anything. When things are going bad, you have to figure it out. You have to change. He didn't change. He kept doing the same thing. It wasn't working.
How many interceptions do you want him to throw? He threw four, didn't he?
Okay, but that was
he'd have thrown six or seven if you have Wilson keep continuing to throw. So the point is they can't win that way. So they had no shot to win. USC didn't make any
mistakes. If you don't have any faith in your guy to throw the ball, then he probably shouldn't be your quarterback.
But he's the best, and that's the point I'm trying to make. They don't have as much talent as some other schools in the Pac-12. So if he goes 10-2, he's doing a tremendous job because they don't have as much offensive talent or physical talent as most of the other clubs in the Pac-12. Certainly not as much as UCLA. Certainly not as now UCLA 4 weeks from now. Will be at Utah, and Utah might beat UCLA straight up, no question, because he is a better coach than Jim Mora. He's a better coach than anybody else in the Pac-12. But on Saturday night, the Trojans did almost everything right, and Utah did everything wrong. And yeah, come on, the one guy, three interceptions for UCLA, Cameron Smith, another interception. Maybe they had more than four. I only watched part of the game because I had you. I had USC, and I knew they were going to win by as many points as they were going to win by. I didn't care. So I was turning to other games at that point. But they threw at least four interceptions that I saw. Let me tell you, the Pac-12 is an average conference. I mean, among the Big Six, they're no better than that. But certainly not as strong as I don't care what anybody says. The SEC is not as strong as it has been in the past, but it's still stronger than the Pac-12.
Sure.
And the Big Ten's got three basically good teams: Michigan State, and Ohio State. The Pac-12 is somewhere, third maybe as far as the top six conferences in America. Stanford right now, obviously is the favorite in the North, and it'd be hard for them to lose it. But I'm going to tell you something else. If Vernon Adams of Oregon had not been injured, Oregon wouldn't have three losses right now. I guarantee you that too. They'd probably just have one loss, and they'd be up there with Stanford competing for the Pac-12 North. So things have not gone right in this conference in 2015.
Speaking of things going right, okay, I thought I saw this happen, with the Michigan State Michigan game where the fluky play happens, right. And you're just I'm beside myself saying, right, I can't believe what I just saw. Right. Well, then it happens again, and maybe even. That one was maybe even more shocking with what happened with Florida State and Georgia Tech, because the guy had to run it back like 78 yards and there was like a little delay and whatnot. He goes and picks the ball up and all of a sudden Georgia Tech steals that game. I mean, I'm not kidding, Fred. I didn't think I'd ever see it in the first place, but to see it 2 weeks in a row, how in the world does that happen?
Well, the first case last week, Michigan State, it's on Harbaugh. He doesn't have to punt in the first place. He can have the running back run around. He can have the quarterback run around and then fall down. And Michigan State would have 5 seconds from their own 46-yard line. Connor Cook would have to throw the ball like 65 yards in the air for Hail Mary. So that's all on Harbaugh. Yesterday, I think you probably go for the field goal. So, I don't think that was on Jimbo Fisher. I just think you have to go for the field goal at that point. And it was a miracle comeback, a run back, no question about that. I mean, that was the shocking thing. But the week before, what was just a dumb play by Harbaugh, who thinks he's the smartest man in the room, and he's proven once again he is not.
Does, in your opinion, does Baylor have to just absolutely wipe out their yes. opponent every week? They do?
Well, I mean, they haven't played anybody. And folks, if you look at their schedule, they've played absolutely nobody. We'll find out at the end of the season if they're for real, if they can still score 60 against, you know, better teams, which I doubt sincerely. But we'll see what happens. I mean, they're good. TCU's good. I mean, there's no question about that. But I'll tell you who else is unbelievably good. And I don't know, Andy, if you had a shot to watch it Friday night. But there's a quarterback from Memphis who I've seen play now three times. I saw him play Friday night. I saw him play against Mississippi the week before. And I saw him play earlier. Paxton Lynch could be a Heisman winner. I mean, he's a quarterback beyond belief. He's 6'7", runs like a scat back. And Memphis is a very good team, and he's an unbelievable yeah. quarterback.
Speaking of Heisman, I love that McCaffrey kid from Stanford. Easy Ed McCaffrey's kid is a heck of yeah. a running back. And yeah. it's funny, you hear them talking about, you know, Ed thought he was faster than him. There's no way. That kid is absolutely lightning in a bottle. He's fun to watch. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. You can get him on board with us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I want to get into the NFL with you. Only the biggest and baddest thing of everything around. But, I mean, before we do that, real quickly, Mets and the Royals in the World Series, who do you like and why?
I like the Dodgers.
Now that they got rid of Donnie, you're happy about that or what?
Honestly, 2015 was probably his best season as a manager. He's a horrible manager, but it's not his fault. The management for the last season under Andrew Friedman, the boy wonder, and Mr. Fahiti from the Oakland A's, proven to be totally incompetent. I love numbers, Andy. I think you've known me a long time. Everything in my life is numbers. I had calculus in eighth grade. So everything, I love numbers, okay? But you have to know baseball. And these guys don't know baseball. They might know numbers. They don't know baseball. They traded, and I said it on Sports Byline with Jerry Burke, Sports Overnight America, on Friday night, the week of the trade last year when they dealt D. Gordon away to Miami. That's insanity. You threw away 64 stolen bases. Now, in sabermetrics, they don't. It doesn't have a major. Doesn't think speed is a major factor in baseball. I totally, 100% disagree. If you can steal second base with no outs or with one out, you stop double plays.
Sure.
So my point is, it gives you extra outs just from that aspect. It puts pressure on the pitcher. It puts pressure on the defense. I do a local show here in Southern California on a Thursday, and we had Steve Garvey, and I brought up Davey Lopes and what he meant to the Dodgers, and that's what D. Gordon could have meant to the Dodgers. So D. Gordon goes to Miami. He leads the league in hitting, and he steals 58 stolen bases, and he missed 3 weeks. So he would have had more than 58 stolen bases. And so people say, well, Miami didn't win. Well, that wasn't on him. They had all kinds of injuries. But the point
is, the Dodgers would have won, and the Dodgers may have won more. Sure, I agree.
And he could have stolen one run, one more run against the Mets, and the Dodgers are in the next round of the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. But sabermetrics doesn't find any significance as far as stolen bases. If you only make it 60% of the time, it can hurt you, but he steals 80% of the time. I mean, he makes it 80% of the time, so it helps you. So it's and not even just the stolen bases, it's going for the extra base. The Dodgers have two guys to speed. Now, get this. They got Jock Peterson, who's a rookie, who struck out almost 200 times, so he's hardly ever on base. In the second half of the season, he was never on base. And you got Yasiel Puig, who's brain dead on the bases. So what I'm trying to say to you is that they have no speed whatsoever, and this is the management team that's running the Los Angeles Dodgers. Answer to your question, I thought the Royals would open about 140. They opened at 160 or 170against the Mets. People are logically thinking team like their last year usually comes back to win it. The Mets have the three right-handed starters who throw 96, 97 miles an hour.
Right.
But I think the Royals have a deeper bullpen, and the Royals have tremendous speed, so I'm going to lean with the home team. I wouldn't wager 160 to win 100 against the Mets. The Mets are awfully good since the additions before August 1, but I think in the end Kansas City will probably win.
See, I want the Mets to win, but I wouldn't be disappointed if Kansas City does win, and I know that that's not really picking anybody, but I guess I'm picking the Mets, to be honest with you, but I wouldn't be upset, on the other hand, if the Royals get it done. Look, that's a proud organization that used to be a pretty good baseball powerhouse back in the 80s when I was a kid growing up watching George Brett and those guys. But
sure.
Then they obviously fell off the map for a long time. So, and let's face it, last year, they got pretty darn far. this year. They can get it done. I don't know. I just think that there's something to that, and there's you got to give credit where credit's due, that they weren't a fluke. This is a team that's going to be pretty good for years to come. And with that being said, I kind of feel the same way about the Mets too, to be honest with you. A lot of young talent, a lot of guys blooming right before our eyes. And I think you're looking at two teams that could be in the playoffs for years and years to come, at least the next 3 to 5 years. So I wouldn't be upset. I don't care who wins. I guess that's what I'm really trying to say. I don't care who wins. I have nothing invested in this either way. I just want to see some good baseball played. And if I have a choice, I think the Mets get it done. But wouldn't be upset to see the Royals get it done. Two good baseball teams, like you said, top to bottom. Both these teams can hit. Both these teams can pitch. They got great bullpens. This should be a really good matchup, to be honest with you. I'm expecting 6 or 7 games, so hopefully we get that, and hopefully we get a great series. But I'm going to take the Mets. You take the Royals, and we'll see who winds up being correct on this one. But let's move a little bit into some college. Some NFL football. A lot of interesting stuff happening in the games today. You've got I want to start here because it was just kind of such a bad performance last week by the Giants. They have the Cowboys coming in off of their bye week. No Romo once again. Castle gets the start this week for them. Do the Giants have what it takes, or are they more like they were last week? I mean, look, the first couple weeks, they blew it. I thought they were a better football team. Then they looked terrible once again. The Cowboys are reeling. I mean, this is a big opportunity both ways, Fred. Who do you like here today, and why?
Well, I like Eli Manning and the Giants a little bit. It's not one of my you can go to phoenixsports.com if you want my thoughts. I didn't have this one up there because it's probably too close to call. But I don't think the Cowboys are very good. And Bryant's, of course, not playing again. And they had you on a string all week, but you knew that he wasn't going to play. But I'll take the Giants. I don't think Manning will have same kind of performance as he had last week, playing against, of course, a much weaker team. So I think the Giants will probably find a way to win it. By the way, in front of me here at the computer, I'm watching on Yahoo Sports, Jacksonville, Buffalo, and Buffalo was down by 20 points. They're up now, 31-27, 4:30 to go. I've only been watching the stream for about 20 minutes, but so far I haven't lost a stream. So
yeah, and they've really put it on in the fourth quarter. They've scored 18 points. Yeah. They were down, like you said, I think it was 27-13 or something at halftime. So they definitely lit a fire in the locker room, or at least for the fourth quarter, and we'll see if the Jaguars get it done. Do you like that idea, by the way, of them playing football in London? What do you think?
Well, they're trying to stretch the National Football League as far as it could be stretched. Actually, you know, from a personal point of view, no. I live where you live. Well, close. I mean, we live in time zones that mean we have to watch this game very, very early in the morning so the folks in London can get the best time for them. And two more games now until, what, another 6 years, I guess, they just signed. From a time zone thing, I don't like it. Also, from a flying thing, I don't like it. See, they're going to have to balance it out. If they're really serious about this, you know, what about the West Coast teams traveling to London? You're talking an extra 3-4 hours in the air. That's going to be a major disadvantage for the West Coast teams. You know, right now it's Jacksonville and Buffalo, and it's almost – and Miami go. You know what I'm saying? It's always an East Coast team, so they're trying to make the flight as easy as possible. But if you're serious about putting a team, let's say, in London, well, you're going to have the West Coast teams at a major disadvantage versus the East Coast teams when they play there because they're going to be traveling. It's going to be a much harder flight. I don't think there's any question about that.
See, the reason I think it should just be kept a novelty the way it is because I think it loses its flair if they all of a sudden have a team in London, because when they go to these games, they root for both teams, no matter who's playing.
Yeah,
and I think that, I think that adds to what's going on there. They're literally going for the appreciation of the two teams, and they have no vested, you know, they don't have a home team that they're rooting for. Yeah, maybe somebody likes the Dolphins or maybe somebody likes the Jets, but they're going there and they're just rooting for football. And I think that that is better than having a team there, because I personally feel it loses its momentum in the sense of, well, this is a great place, this is a destination for us. All of a sudden it becomes like, oh, this is where we're going, this is what we're doing. I don't know. I think it's a good novelty to have it there a couple few times a year and leave it that way. Don't try to make it the other way because of a lot of things that you said. I think it's pretty difficult for scheduling purposes to make it work for like you said, West Coast teams. It's all the particulars are very difficult. Therefore, I think the best way to do it is the way they do it now. A couple of games, get your fill. And have people root for both squads because they're just going there and appreciating what they're seeing on the field. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll continue talking NFL football on the other side because a lot of things to get through, a lot of games to get through. And my Packers are on a bye, man, so I don't know. I'm going to be bored today. Anyways, he's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store. Or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. You can join us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here, Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, there's some interesting games here in the NFL. And one that kind of is interesting to me, I don't know about you, but the Colts and Saints. You know, you got two good quarterbacks, Andrew Luck getting back out there. We know about Drew Brees and whatnot. But this is a pretty important game for the Colts. Let's not kid ourselves. They're 3-3. They've been struggling thus far. I think this is a big game for them, and I kind of like them today to kind of come out and play a pretty solid football game. And maybe Andrew Luck, we see him back to kind of the guy that we thought he would be when he was drafted.
No, I agree. A small number, 4.5 or 5. I think the Colts probably win this game. They have a lot to prove after the horrendous punt call or not punt call, whatever it was, last week. And again, it's Luck's second game back. He's usually going to be better second time back around. He looked like he was in no pain or limited pain. He seemed to be able to throw deep. So, yeah, I think probably. And also, you know, Arlen's had some extra time, which is actually a positive, but beating a good Atlanta team, they were sky high for that. I don't know if they can get as high for this one. So if you were to ask me who I like, I like the Colts to cover.
Yeah, no, I think the Colts have a lot to prove. I think this is a good opportunity for them. And, you know, the Saints, not that good, let's be honest. Falcons and Titans. The Titans have a different quarterback going at it. No Marietta today. Falcons, like you said, have they're coming off of a loss. Does this spell disaster for the Titans, or does this spell disaster for the Falcons?
I think Atlanta wins. Obviously, without Mariota, who will be a top-notch quarterback in this league, I don't think there's any question, you know, that the Titans lose a great deal with the loss of their rookie quarterback. So I think Atlanta will make up for what happened 10 days ago and find a way to win in this circumstance.
Buccaneers and Redskins. The Redskins are not that great. That whole division is kind of interesting. Nobody's really that great in that division. You know, I think the Eagles will figure it out at some point, but who knows, because they've been up and down a lot. The Giants, I thought they might figure it out too, but they've been up and down a lot too. So, and let's face it, up and down, you know, Jameis Winston has definitely been up and down, but 2-3, are you a little bit surprised that the Tampa Bay's actually as good as they are? I mean, I know they're under 500, but with the way you felt about Jameis Winston, are you somewhat surprised that he's actually got a couple wins already?
No, he's got great physical talent. I just don't trust his responsibility. I'm just like Manziel. I just don't trust these guys in life. And so I don't know when he'll blow up, if he'll blow up. I just can't trust him. Too much happened at Florida State with Manziel. Too much happened at Texas A&M. But I think the Redskins' defensive secondary can be beaten easily. And so if Winston's going to have a really good game, this might be it. So I think I'll take Tampa Bay. And also Doug Martin, one of the best running backs in the league that nobody knows about. So I think Tampa Bay will beat the Washington Redskins. And also, I mean, you take a look at the quarterback situation with the Redskins. I don't know what's going on there, but I saw Cousins play at Michigan State. I thought he was a good quarterback. He has not played well with the opportunity, and it's not going to be RG3 that takes over. So, and I don't know what's going on there either. So, all things considered, I think there's got to be dissension on the Redskins. There's got to be some players that are on RG3 side and some players that are on management side and Cousins side. So there has to be a split there. And management, and upper management, of course, loves RG3, but I'm talking about the coaching staff. So I think Tampa Bay wins.
Hey, by the way, that game that you're watching happens to be a pretty fantastic football game. Jaguars regain the lead. They're up 34-31. Bills do have the ball, though. They're driving with under 2 minutes to play. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on there as it kind of goes in front of our eyes. But you know what? And that's the interesting thing, too, that I've noticed about those games in London. For the most part, Fred, they're very, not just a little entertaining. They're very entertaining because, like, one team could be getting blown out. And in most cases, it seems like that is the case. One team's getting blown out in the first half, and then all of a sudden the second half is a completely different story. So they do get, like, the best and the worst when you think about it, when we go over there and play, because some of these teams take a half, you know, half a game to kind of wake up, but they then somehow really give them a really good performance. But I mean, seriously, on a serious note, they do seem to be some really wild games there in London.
We may end up with an overtime game here. Who knows?
You never know.
As you said.
But I would honestly, I mean, I wonder if we look at some of, at most of those games. I don't have it near me. But if I remember correctly, the game that even happened earlier in the year was pretty entertaining too. And most of the games seem a little wild when they're out there in London, just because, and it may have a lot to do with what you said, with the time zones and whatnot, and, you know, just taking a little bit more time to wake up. Hey, real quickly, Steelers and Chiefs. Steelers are surprisingly 4-2. I mean, you know, without Big Ben, they've found a way to get it done. But can Landry Jones get it done again against the Chiefs in Kansas City?
Well, obviously, Landry Jones proved himself last week that he has more to give to that club than Michael Vick has. So I wouldn't bet against him. And Chiefs, by the way, Macklin is not playing. All week long, they weren't sure. Then I think on Friday they said he would be playing. Macklin is out. So if you're playing fantasy football, you've got 14 minutes get rid of Jeremy Macklin, because he is not playing in this game. And that's a tremendous disadvantage for the Chiefs. I'm taking the Steelers.
Well, no, it's interesting to me because the Pittsburgh Steelers are getting 3 points. They're actually plus money for the wagering odds, if you will. They're plus 105, and the Chiefs are minus 125, and it doesn't make a lot of sense other than the fact that they're playing at home, but they get 3 points or so for being at home. So basically what they're saying in general is this is an even game more so than anything, but kind of like trying to trick you with it, to be honest with you, for betting purposes, because I like Pittsburgh big time here. I think they definitely get it done. And are you surprised that Pittsburgh's actually as good as they are, 4-2 without Big Ben?
Yeah, obviously. Oh, and they want it because their defense has played well. Obviously, Michael Vick did not play well when he had the opportunity, but Landry Jones, who we saw play at Oklahoma, was a good quarterback there, and he's more similar, obviously, just being right-handed, he's more similar, and he goes deep more often than Michael Vick, so he's more likely to for the wide receivers to look like Big Ben. So maybe Antonio Brown has a big day. Who knows? I mean, from that aspect, he's had a week now to practice with the first team. Landry Jones has. So I would take the Steelers. And I honestly think Andy Reid's going to lose his job after this year, or maybe before the season's even over. I really think the Chiefs are bad. Now, again, you lose Jamal Charles.
Yeah, that's a big time. That's a big time. That hurts.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not necessarily on Andy Reid, although he has not made a couple of times he's made bad calls. By the way, Bill just gave the ball up, so it looks like Jacksonville, with 53 seconds to go, will win 34-31, all things being equal, in Wembley Stadium in London, England, as we do on Sunday.
How are the Patriots only favored by a touchdown against the Jets today?
Jets have a good defense. And also, the Patriots had to be sky high in the deflate game last week against the Colts. So people are figuring that they can't possibly be as sky high for this one. And the Jets play good defense. And if the Jets play good defense, the score should be down. And who knows about Edelman's finger? He dropped 3 passes after he hurt his finger in last week's game. So who knows? I mean, it's interesting. You know, Andy, as I mentioned to you last week, and maybe the week before, now the question is, do I stick with Melvin Gordon on my $2 and $3 that I play on FanDuel and DraftKings? Because I don't know what to do now. You know, he fumbled twice. He didn't play in the second half. He hurt himself in the first quarter. He only gained 28 yards on the ground. But he still has a better rushing average than the two guys behind him. So does Mike McCoy of San Diego play Melvin Gordon against the Oakland Raiders later today?
I would say,
tell me. You're a Wisconsin guy. Well, tell me, what do you think?
Well, what are your options besides Melvin Gordon?
Oliver and Whitehead.
Okay, you got to play Melvin Gordon. Well, no, I mean, it's just you got to play Melvin Gordon. Sooner or later, he is going to break out. Could it be against the Oakland Raiders? Yeah, I mean, sure, it could be. And we know he's got the talent. It's not about that. It's just he's got to get his feet wet. Give him a shot. I think you'd go with Melvin Gordon. Yeah, I think he could break out against the Raiders.
As I said, there's got to be one game out of 16 that he scores three touchdowns and gains 150 yards, right? This could be it if he plays. And I don't know. And the week that he does it, of course, I won't have him on my fantasy. But the point is, you know, he's talented enough to do so, even though the Chargers offensive line is a wreck right now. But still, he's so talented, and he's got a lot to make up for now with the two fumbles last week. So maybe this is the week against Oakland. Oakland's defense, of course, stinks, and we all know that. If you lived in Northern California, you know, you really don't have an NFL club right now. The 49ers stink, and the Raiders stink. Feel sorry for the folks at Sports Byline who live in San Francisco and have to watch that kind of football.
Well, they're really bad, to be honest with you. And you know what? You may not like Jim Harbaugh, but he knew when to get off of that sinking ship, and he got the heck out of Dodge, and he went to Michigan, back where, you know, his roots are, where he played, and he's going to right that ship, let's be honest. We've seen what they've done already, but the heartbreaking loss against Michigan State, we'll see how they, you know, respond from that. But ultimately, I think he got off there completely on the right time, Fred.
I agree, but I mean, I also think he was part of the problem in being stubborn. It's really upper management's problem. They wanted somebody they could control, similar down here to the Dodgers in baseball.
Yeah.
And sometimes upper management thinks it's so smart that it should be making the decisions, and Harbaugh is not one of those guys who's going to allow that to happen. So as you said, he's got the $6 or $7 million contract with his alma mater, Michigan, and and people are talking about him going back to the pros. I think it's a perfect job for Jim Harbaugh. He can control the kids, and the athletic director and everybody will stay off his back, and that's exactly how Harbaugh wants it.
No, I agree. I mean, but at the same time, you go in there and you get a good program going, and that's what he's supposed to do. I mean, that's the bottom line. His job is to go there and coach young men how to play football and be better men, hopefully, in general, all around. And enough, you know, we see this a lot where it's not happening, you know, and most notably what we've seen at Louisville. The more and more we hear about that, the more and more you realize that there was a lot of validity probably to everything that those people said, Fred.
Well, bottom line is, if you're the head coach, you either have to know. Yeah, there's two things. If you knew, you have to be fired. And if you're so naive that you didn't know, you have to be fired. And I'm talking Rick Pitino. I don't think there's any question about it. You can't allow that to happen. And I know it's not the only school that does it, but it was caught. And he was caught. Rick Pitino's got to be let go.
I mean, look, how does he not know about things? I find it hard to believe, man. These guys turn their eyes, they turn their backs, and they just hope and pray that, you know, you don't get caught. And that's stupid in this day and age because everybody's trying to get ahead. Let's be honest. They're trying to figure out a way to get the other guy, to get the upper hand, to make more money, whatever it is, man. And that's the society we live in today, Fred. So there are no secrets, man. Everything that people put out there can be found, can be checked out, can be seen. So at the end of the day, watch your back. Everybody needs to watch their back and be more careful.
Hey, no question. And I'd like him to force him out if he doesn't resign.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because he says he won't go and, you know, he swears up and down he had no idea about it, but I find it very hard to believe, and so does Fred Wallen. Anyways, we got to get the heck out of Dodge, take a quick pause for the cause one final time. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Power on USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for today. Quick reminder, hour number one will rebroadcast Monday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time. So check that out. Fred, before we get the heck out of here, I don't know, man. Just what's your game that you absolutely have to see today?
I like Jacksonville over Buffalo by 3, 34-31.
Yeah. Okay, but no, what's the game that you absolutely have to see? And by the way, he's talking about the Jags beating the Bills in London. Just got done, 34-31. But what's the game you have to see today?
Philadelphia, Carolina.
Yeah, that's a great game. I agree with you, man. That is the game of the week. Carolina has been very impressive. I've liked what I've seen out of Cam Newton so far. Fred, as always, man, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thanks, Andy.
All righty. For Fred Wallen, for Scott, for John Poulter, for Seth Marenbloom, I am the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.